Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is live coverage from ABC News. Here is ABC News correspondent Alex Stone.
After weeks of debate, allegations, conspiracy theories, anger, and SNL skits, it is time for the final vote to confirm Brett Kavanaugh to the U.S. Supreme Court. But appear very soon, Kavanaugh will go from judge to justice, climbing to the highest court in the land. Before that vote, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, he is speaking right now, giving some final words before the vote gets underway. Let's listen in to what he's saying right now.
When passions are most inflamed is when fairness is most in jeopardy. We all know the events of recent weeks have strained the country's comedy and fanned the flames of partisan discord. But even more critically, our very commitment to the basic principles of fairness and justice is also being tested. Basic principles of fairness and justice being tested right here. A vote to confirm Judge Kavanaugh today is also a vote to send a clear message about what the Senate is. This is an institution where the evidence and the facts matter. This is an institution where the evidence and the facts matter. This is the chamber in which the politics of intimidation and personal destruction do not win the day. That this is the body whose members themselves uphold the same commitment to American justice that we seek in the judges we examine. A vote to confirm Judge Kavanaugh today is a vote to end this brief, dark chapter in the Senate's history and turn the page toward a brighter tomorrow. The chamber we are privileged to occupy is often called the world's greatest deliberative body for good reason. We're called the world's greatest deliberative body for good reason. When the rubber meets the road, when the hour is critical, when a historic precedent needs to be set, the United States Senate most often finds its way to doing what is right. Today, we can honor that history. We can vote to turn away from the darkness. We can vote to set a precedent about fairness and judgment that will define this body for the better. We can vote to confirm an excellent Supreme Court justice who will make the Senate and the American people proud.
That's Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell ahead of this critical and history-making vote that's about to begin in the Senate. Let's listen for a moment.
Approval or disapproval are not permitted in the Senate galleries. Under the previous question, all post-cloture time has expired. The question is on the nomination.
The rules being given out by Vice President Mike Pence there. He would give the tie-breaking vote if there were to be a tie. We don't expect there to be one.
Sergeant,
we expect a 50-48 vote today. As the Vice President is ordering order in the gallery, protesters inside the gallery right now as the Vice President bangs the gavel again, the screaming continuing in the
chamber.
Is
there a sufficient second? There is a sufficient second. The clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Alexander.
I'm a mother, I'm a patriot, I'm a
The sergeant at arms will restore order in the gallery.
You can hear them muting some of the microphones in there.
The sergeant at arms will restore order in the gallery.
The vice president ordering the sergeant of arms to restore some order in the gallery as the vote gets ready to move forward. The Senate vote beginning. Not a lot of drama at this point, as we pretty much know how those on the fence will vote. Wait to see if the votes will fall as we expected they will. One Republican, Murkowski, voting against Kavanaugh. One Democrat, Manchin, voting for Kavanaugh, we expect. This is a seated vote. Senators at their seats announcing their votes. Majority Leader McConnell had asked all senators to be in their seats on time. The vice president in the chamber, also a group of White House aides, those White House aides looking on. The vice president presiding over what is happening here. Let's listen back in.
The clerk may continue.
Ms. Baldwin. Mr. Barrasso. Mr. Bennett. Mr. Blumenthal. Mr. Blunt. Mr. Booker. Mr. Bozeman. Mr. Brown. Mr. Burr. Ms. Cantwell. Mrs. Capito. Mr. Cardin.
The vote underway.
Mr.
You can
Carper.
Hear still some disruption there in the chamber as they move forward. I want to get to the
Mr.
Capitol
Cassidy.
Now. ABC's Stephanie Ramos is joining me.
Ms.
And
Collins.
Stephanie, you were just outside. These protests were going on outside. They're going on inside. Overall, though, the mood at the Capitol at this very big moment that we had been coming toward for weeks is what right now?
Alex, the mood is very tense. There's no surprise that protesters have been able to get into that Senate gallery and are having these outbursts and are voicing their opinion. This is what we've seen all week, and this is what we've seen the last couple of days. And, of course, it has intensified over it intensified yesterday and today, of course. There have been protests on Capitol Hill for at least a week now. And these demonstrators, they are adamant and determined to voice their opinion against Judge Brett Kavanaugh. It got really rowdy for a second this afternoon just outside the Capitol with an anti-Kavanaugh group going up the stairs of the Capitol, then eventually making their way toward the Supreme Court. And that's where they are right now. Police, of course, are on high alert. When I was walking in here, toward the Capitol, the barricades were up and they had been able to push the crowd back. And as I said, they're now at the Supreme Court. But police here making plenty of arrests, hundreds over the last couple of days and a couple today that those individuals were later released. But what we're seeing now from Senate Democrats is a push to the midterms. A lot of senators coming out this afternoon, Senators Warren, Harris, and others saying things to the crowd like, call this a 30-day plan. Take back the Senate. Take back the House. Vote Democrat up and down. Senator Ed Markey, Democrat, saying, we will not forget what is happening today. And I've spoken with some of those Senate Republicans and Democrats who have said they're really concerned about this, the lasting impact this fight that we've seen over the last week or so will have on Capitol Hill.
Mr. Gardner.
The Senate is voting right now, but as you heard Stephanie talking there behind her, you could hear the gavel being hit by the Vice President Pence as he's ordering the sergeant at arms to restore order. Quite a few protesters have been able to make noise, to make their voices heard after this very contentious couple of weeks. The voting continuing on right now. Let's listen in.
Mr. Heinrich. Ms. Heitkamp. Mr. Heller. Ms. Hirono.
No.
Mr. Hoven.
Aye.
Mrs. Hyde Smith.
Aye.
Mr. Inhofe.
Aye.
Mr. Isaacson.
Aye.
Mr. Johnson.
Aye.
Mr. Jones. Mr. Kane.
No.
Mr. Kennedy.
Aye.
Mr. King.
Aye.
Ms. Klobuchar.
No.
Mr. Kyle. Mr. Langford.
Aye.
Mr. Leahy.
No.
Mr. Lee.
Aye.
Mr. Manchin.
Clerk will suspend. The sergeant at arms will restore order in the gallery. The sergeant at arms will restore order in the gallery. The sergeant at arms will restore order in the gallery. Clerk may continue.
Mr. Markey. Mrs. McCaskill, Mr. McConnell, Mr. Menendez, Mr. Merkley, Mr. Moran, Ms. Murkowski, Mr. Murphy, Mrs. Murray, Mr. Nelson.
No.
Mr. Paul.
Aye.
Mr. Perdue.
Aye.
Mr. Peters.
No.
Mr. Portman.
Aye.
Mr. Reed.
No.
Mr. Risch.
Aye.
Mr. Roberts. Mr. Rounds.
Aye.
Mr. Rubio.
Aye.
Mr. Sanders.
No.
Mr. Sass.
Aye.
Mr. Schatz. Mr. Schumer.
No.
Mr. Scott.
Aye.
Mrs. Shaheen.
No.
Mr. Shelby. Ms. Smith.
No.
Ms. Stabenow.
No.
Mr. Sullivan.
Aye.
Mr. Tester.
No.
Mr. Thune.
Aye.
Mr. Tillis.
Aye.
Mr. Toomey.
Aye.
Mr. Udall. Mr. Van Hollen.
No.
Mr. Warner. Ms. Warren.
No.
Mr. Whitehouse.
No.
Mr. Wicker.
Aye.
Mr. Wyden.
No.
Mr. Young.
We await the final tally now as the mics are muted in the Senate chamber as we get toward the end of
Montana, Senator Daines, who is walking his daughter down the aisle this afternoon. If he were present and voting, he would have voted aye. I have voted no. The pair will not change the outcome of the vote. I therefore withdraw my vote.
The senator has that right.
Senators voting in the affirmative. Alexander, Barrasso, Blunt, Bozeman, Burr, Capito, Cassidy, Collins, Corker, Cornyn, Cotton, Crapo, Cruz, Enzi, Ernst, Fisher, Flake, Gardner, Graham, Grassley, Hatch, Heller, Hoven, Hyde-Smith, Inhofe, Isaacson, Johnson, Kennedy, Kyle, Langford, Lee, Manchin, McConnell, Moran, Paul, Perdue, Portman, Risch, Roberts, Rounds, Rubio, Sass, Scott, Shelby, Sullivan, Thune, Tillis, Toomey, Wicker, Young. Senators voting in the negative. Baldwin, Bennett, Blumenthal, Booker, Brown, Cantwell, Cardin, Casey, Coons, Cortez Masto, Donnelly, Duckworth, Durbin, Feinstein, Gillibrand, Harris, Hassan, Heinrich, Heitkamp, Hirono, Jones, Kane, King, Klobuchar, Leahy, Markey, McCaskill, Menendez, Merkley, Murray, Nelson, Peters, Reed, Sanders, Schatz, Schumer, Shaheen, Smith, Stabenow, Tester, Udall, Van Hollen, Warner, Warren, Whitehouse, Wyden. Mr. Murphy? Mr. Murphy, no.
Awaiting the final tally now, expected to be 50 to 48, after Senator Murkowski initially voted no, but then withdrew her vote as a what's called a pair, a Senate pair, because Steve Daines is not there. He would have voted yes, he said. He is walking his daughter down the aisle at a wedding. So to offset his vote, she withdrew her vote at that point. The microphones in the Senate chamber muted at this point. As we wait for any final votes to come in, the votes are in to confirm. It's not official yet, but he has enough votes, Brett Kavanaugh, to be confirmed now to the U.S. Supreme Court. We wait for the official tally to be announced here any moment inside the chamber. The president of the Senate being Vice President Pence, he is in charge of what's going on right now. It's moving at his pace. As we've been hearing his voice over and over again, we wait now for the mics to be unmuted. I want to go to Stephanie Ramos at the Capitol. And Stephanie, we're hearing from our producers inside who say they've never seen anything like this, the atmosphere inside that chamber.
And I believe it. I mean, we've heard that from senators as well this week. Senator Dianne Feinstein, she says she's been through 10 Supreme Court nominations, and she has never seen a process like this before. This is a first. But what we're seeing in that Senate gallery, what we're seeing here on Capitol Hill, is. Like we've never seen before. There's so much intensity and so many demonstrators out there. It's we saw this happening. We saw Judge Brett Kavanaugh getting the votes that he would eventually need. We saw this yesterday. Really going into today, unless there was some sort of last minute development, Judge Kavanaugh's confirmation to the Supreme Court was going to happen. It will likely happen. What we've also heard from senators like Senator McConnell, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, and other Senate Republicans, with the exception of Senator Lisa Murkowski, they've all been ready to, quote, turn the page, to move on and get this process going and confirm Judge Kavanaugh as quickly as possible. But of course, they took that pause for the FBI investigation, that investigation into the sexual assault allegations against Judge Kavanaugh. Many Senate Republicans saying that investigation showed no corroboration to the allegations made against Judge Kavanaugh by Christine Blasey Ford. Senate Democrats saying it was an extremely limited investigation, possibly limited by the White House. So there's been this back and forth for so long now, and here we are. We're seeing it happen. We're witnessing history. But right now we can only imagine what the White House is doing, what staff, what aides are doing. We know the president is watching. He said he would be watching the vote on TV, so he is currently watching. And you'd think that they are celebrating right now. This is a huge victory for President Trump. He promised during the campaign trail that he would turn the high court more conservative, and he will likely do that today.
The vote count, we know, is 50 to 48. It's not official yet. Members of the Senate are walking around. They're talking to each other like you often see them do. They are chatting
Mr.
it up
Carper.
With their colleagues. Now let's listen back in. The mics are unmuted, or they were very momentarily, waiting for that final count. So often in the Senate, it happens very, very slowly. What's going to happen now for Brett Kavanaugh? Details are still being worked out, but A White House official telling us today that the president will first have to sign a commission. Kavanaugh can then be officially sworn in by another judge, not the vice president in this case. This could all happen by the end of today. There is likely going to be a ceremony involving the actual swearing in sometime down the road, probably next week. But he will likely, in a non-ceremonial fashion, at least to a lesser degree, likely be sworn in maybe later today by another.
As a reminder to our guests in the galleries,
the final
expressions of approval or disapproval are not permitted in the Senate gallery. Are there any senators in the chamber who wish to vote or change a vote? If not, on this vote, the ayes are 50, the nays are 48. The nomination of Brett M. Kavanaugh of Maryland to be an Associate Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States is confirmed.
After a 13-week battle,
I ask consent the motion to reconsider be considered made and laid upon the table, and the President be immediately notified of the Senate's action.
Without objection,
I suggest the absence of quorum.
Sergeant at Arms will restore order in the gallery. The clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Alexander.
After 13 weeks, the battle back and forth between both sides, it is now over. Very much seen as a victory for President Trump, for Republicans who pushed for Brett Kavanaugh, for Democrats. Somewhat of a defeat, but at the same time, was very much an uphill battle. Some could argue an impossible battle for them and the place that they were in. But it is now official, 50-48, the confirmation done. We can assume that right now Brett Kavanaugh has the news. He has been listening to it. He's been watching it and is probably celebrating at this moment. I want to go now to ABC News political analyst Steve Roberts. And Steve, not to age you here, but you've been around for a long time. You ever seen anything like this here today?
No. This is the closest vote on a Supreme Court nominee since the 1880s, and I was not around then. It's not just the closeness of the vote that is so striking. The two leaders, Chuck Schumer and Mitch McConnell, agreed on one thing. Schumer said this was a low moment for the Senate. McConnell said it was a dark chapter for the Senate. They agreed on that, except they blamed each other for that darkness and for that and that depth of that the Senate has sunk to. The anger, the partisanship, the lack of civility, the lack of respect across the aisle has really reached a new low. I've covered the Senate off and on for 40 years, and I have never seen this level of animosity across party lines, this willingness to accuse the other side of deceit and deception and dishonesty. Usually the Senate has at least a veneer of civility, but that's been stripped away. It's partly because the stakes are so high. If you look toward the fall election, this vote today is going to be a major issue in the fall elections, which are going to be very close. Both sides are going to be using this, Alex. The Democrats are going to be using this to stir up female votes, particularly college-educated women in the suburbs, where many of the key House races are going to be fought. Already, even before the last week, there had been a sharp move in that direction. 60% of white college-educated women opposed Kavanaugh in a Fox poll before this all happened. But at the same time, Republicans are going to be using this to stir up male votes. The Democratic line is women are the victims here of sexual assault and the failure of the Senate to pay attention to their complaints. The Republicans are going to say men are the victims here. They're the ones who could be accused falsely and unfairly. And those two rallying cries, those two battle cries are going to be echoing for the next month until Election Day, Alex.
And Steve, I want to talk more about that in one moment. I want to jump quickly, though, to somebody who was in the room, ABC's Trish Turner. She saw everything that just unfolded, the protests that went on, the vote itself. And Trish, tell us what it was like in that room.
Hi, Alex. So it's just normally a very staid affair. I've been through a lot of these five different Supreme Court nominations, and I've seen nothing like this, really nothing like this since probably the Iraq War protests that happened. But this was still by far more emotional. There were mostly women, men up in the galleries where the public is allowed to sit. Before VP Pence, the vice president, I was presiding in the chamber as the chief presiding officer, and he was trying to call the vote. And one lone woman at first stood and she said, you know, I don't consent. Where is my representation? She was yelling at first. And then as the officers, the sergeant at arms officers dragged her out, she was screaming. It was really passionate. Pence tried to keep going with the vote. More women stood and started yelling. You know, they were almost out of officers to grab these people to pull them out, then men, then women. It was multiple. I counted at least 20 by the time I walked out of the chamber. They started voting. When Senator Collins was called to vote, she stood, started to vote, and a woman interrupted her, a protester. She said, you know, Senator Collins, you're a disgrace. Shame on you. Two more women stood. It was just a wave of protesters through the gallery. And I would say that's alongside, you know, White House counsel Don McGahn. He wasn't terribly far from where this happened. Raj Shah, deputy press secretary, was also sitting there in the gallery. You know, there were a couple of, you know, sections over. They could see all of this as well. And all right before the vice president's eyes, he tried to gavel a number of times to get, you know, order in the chamber. And it was really, you normally don't see anything like this. It was really something.
Trish, it seems like, you know, almost this balloon that had been filled up for so long, the pressure that was building. Now we look in on the chamber and people are just kind of casually talking. Some have left that, boom, it's over and that the air has been let out. What happens now? It sounds like that Kavanaugh will be sworn in a non-ceremony fashion tonight by another judge. And then we likely will see ceremonial swearing in sometime next week.
That's right. I would expect they want to have him on the court on Tuesday. So I would expect this to move in short order. So he will be sworn in behind the scenes. Chief Justice John Roberts normally does this kind of thing. We're not clear on what's going to happen just yet, but this will be a quiet affair, like you say, at the Supreme Court. And then there will be, I would imagine, much fanfare when he is goes to his ceremonial swearing in. You know, one has to think at the White House, this is a very big moment for the president. This is one of the key issues of, you know, the reason that so many conservatives got behind his nomination. He promised conservatives, and that's what he appears to have delivered. You know, so this is a very big moment. And as Steve was saying, you know, this is a huge issue that galvanizes the Republican vote. Normally not something that galvanizes Democrats. But absolutely, as you all were just discussing, it is something that has lit a fire. It really remains to be seen. There's very little time left in the midterms. You know, this has bled out into the midterms. And so its effect we'll have to measure in the days ahead. But, you know, the House races certainly, you know, could entirely turn on the passions of this moment. The Senate races, they're all over the map. You saw Joe Manchin. He's from a red state, West Virginia. You saw sole Democrat to vote yes. He knows how the politics are in his state. So that's a very, you know, if one were to say a smart political move on his behalf, one has to think that that's exactly what that was. And so we move forward from here and we see what the effect of this is, you know, in the days ahead in the midterms.
ABC's Trish Turner, who was inside the chamber today as all of this was going on just moments ago as we brought it to you live. We were talking to Steve Roberts about the impact, too, and one of the folks that could feel the impact, Lisa Murkowski, she ended up voting present to weigh out the Senate pair, as it's called. Steve Daines not being able to vote today. She's not up for re-election for years in Alaska, so she's safe for now. But already Sarah Palin has been tweeting out in the last 24 hours that this could be the end of Murkowski's Senate career. Very much could be a target now for Republicans going after her. The political impacts of what happened inside the chamber today, what you just heard happening here, will go far beyond what happened in the last 40 minutes or so in Washington, D.C. I'm Alex Stone, and you've been listening to live coverage from ABC News.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.